now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I am Pastor Roland, and today's program is a very special program. I'm going to talk about some important things that you need to know. First of all, most of us are suffering from stress. In fact, we all are. We're all suffering from stress. Now, there are two kinds of stress. There is natural stress, and then there is unnatural stress. Natural stress is like, rain and cold and, hard work and wind, things like that. Those are natural stresses. Then there are also other natural stresses like, being chased by a bear or chased by a lion or something like that, which there aren't too many of those types for most of us. Then there's the stress, from competitive sports, for example, or from working hard. Those are stresses, but those are natural stresses. And unless there's trauma, the body can easily recover from the natural stresses. You work hard all day, and in the evening you're tired, you go to bed, have a good night's sleep, and the next morning you wake up and you're refreshed. You see what I mean? Or you're out in the wind and it's all windy and you're riding your bike, and then it's a little bit, you have a little stress from the wind, and you come home and you have a nice dinner and nice evening, next day you're fine. See what I mean? Those are natural stresses. But then there are unnatural stresses, which are all over the place, and yet they are unnatural, though they are natural as far as our fallen human condition goes. Now, what was the first stress that Adam, in the Garden of Eden, what was the first stress that Adam encountered? He encountered the stress of temptation. The stressor, the master stressor, was a serpent or the devil, who approached Eve and said, "Hey, why don't you guys go ahead and have that apple? You'll have knowledge. And with knowledge, why, you'll have power. You'll have prestige. You'll have wealth. You can be a big person and do it on your own. You won't need God. You won't have to have him, telling you every little thing to do. Why, you can rebel against authority and be a big man, do it all on your own. Adam can be a big man." And so Eve approached Adam with that line of thinking, and he fell for it. That was the stress. The stress came from the serpent through his wife. And to this day, gentlemen, is it not true that women are a stress for you? Exciting stress, naughty stress, or a nagging stress. But if there's a woman in the room, a woman nearby, you can't help it. She has a presence, doesn't she? You can't help but notice it. So you see, and you ladies, how about your mom? Was she a presence? Can she be a stress? Well, of course. So the point is that Adam was stressed by the serpent, the temptation operating through Eve. It wasn't her fault. See, I'm not blaming her. It was Adam's fault for falling for it. He should have just said, no, Father said we mustn't have that apple. So you see, that's the stress of temptation. So now, you go out into the world, and now we're talking about temptation being an unnatural stress. It was an unnatural stress until Adam fell for it. Until he responded to that stress, he didn't know, it wasn't a stress to him, but only after he responded did it become a stress. See? You see how that works? And so, after Adam fell, well, then the whole human race came into existence. All of us with Adam's nature, and all of us subject to the stress of evil in the environment. So now we are subject to temptation. We notice it, we react to it, we respond to it. We either like it or we hate it. We love it or we hate it. We respond with love or hate or with resentment to the challenge of the stress. See, we take the bait and we respond. I'll be right back. Do you have issues, mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there is a spiritual component to them. Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can talk to me in a couple of ways. First of all, we have for a set fee, you can talk to me for 15 minutes, half an hour, by Skype, by phone, or live chat. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, from the convenience of your home, you don't have to go anywhere, you don't have to drive anywhere, right from the convenience of your home or office, then go to mypastorchat.com. That's www.mypastorchat.com. www.mypastorchat.com. Look forward to hearing from you. Yes, yes, you really should get in touch with me. You should get counseling from me if you have issues, because I know what I'm talking about. See, we're not just talking about psychology or physiology. We're also talking about spiritual factors. You see this? The stress of evil. It's an unnatural stress. But now you could almost say it's true. It's unnaturally natural because it's everywhere and we're subject to it. The whole human race is subject to evil. See, everywhere you look, you see people falling for temptation. They can't help themselves. It's our nature to fall for it. But some of us don't like being that way. Some people yearn for something better. And for those of us who yearn for something better, well, some of us are blessed to seek and to find something better. See? And Christ came into the world to save us from evil, to save us from temptation, to teach us how to deal with it properly, to teach us how to resist it properly, not with resentment. See, that's what happens now. Somebody teases you with resentment. See, they tease you. Look, let me just give you a couple of typical kinds of tease. First tease is tease of somebody saying something cruel about you. They say, "Oh, you're stupid, you're dumb, you're no good, you're an idiot, you're unpopular, you're ugly." See? All that kind of stuff. And what? You resent it. You resent the words, see? But what is it behind the words? Well, what's behind the words is some kind of error. And originally it was undoubtedly evil whispering those words to somebody. Now, of course, a lot of people are unconscious. They just go around and they do unto others what was done to them. They may not be evil. They're pawns, dupes. See, pawns, dupes, stooges. They're just unconscious. See, they're unconscious carriers. You know, like there's some people that are carriers of a disease. They don't have the symptoms of it, but they have it. You know, they have an STD. You don't know. You can't tell. They don't even know themselves, but they have it, and they infect you with their STD. See, so some people are unconscious carriers of, they just go around and mouth the lies that were originally inspired by some deceitful evil source. They just mouth the lies. So in the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, the first lie was that you can be, you know, big through knowledge, through education. Well, now everywhere you go, people are spouting that lie. They say, you know, mankind can solve all of its problems through education. Education is the answer. You can have happiness and greatness through education. See, through knowledge. Through ambitiously pursuing knowledge. So all over, you have all these people ambitiously going for knowledge. Sitting in classrooms in colleges. It's big business, right? Education is big business. People make a lot of money off of your ambition. You think, well, if I have a degree, I'll be a big person. And if I have another degree, I'll be a big person. If I have more knowledge, I can lord it over other people. See, even religious people study religious knowledge, get a degree in biblical counseling or biblical this or theology or something, see, and then they can lord it over other people with knowledge. See how that works? Everywhere you have people lording it over other people with knowledge, And the people who are lorded over, they think in order to get ahead, they ambitiously gobble up knowledge themselves. See what I mean? And even at the lowest levels, if you're down in the street, out in the street, you have people lording it over each other with street knowledge, drug knowledge, see? All these different forms of knowledge. So don't get me wrong, you know, the knowledge has its purpose, and I have a lot of knowledge, but I also have understanding. See, first comes understanding, and then through understanding I can use the knowledge properly. Not ambitiously, but properly. See? Not to glorify myself, not to get ahead of the other guy, to put the other guy down and lord it over him, but for a useful purpose, see? Anyway, now do you see how that's an unnatural stress? So we stress our kids to be ambitious, to study harder and harder and do more and more homework. More homework, more study, longer classes, more classes, longer school days, see? Shorter vacation time, more tests, more SAT and tests and ACT tests and more college. See how that works? So we stress them, we pressure them. If you don't go to college, you're going to be a bum. So you have all these kids going out there and amassing these huge debts. So there you have it. Not that somebody can't go to college and get some knowledge properly, but I'm saying that it's misapplied. But we're tempted. But the point I was getting at is that it's the unconscious dupes. The teachers and the educators and the bureaucrats and the parents and the authorities all over, they just mindlessly impose upon you the pressure, see, to be ambitious, to study and to be ambitious and to get knowledge and to worship knowledge and worship teachers and all that kind of stuff. They pressure you with that, which was pressed upon them. They're unconscious carriers, see, unconscious carriers of the lie. See how that works? Just like some people are unknown carriers of some disease. See? It was done to them and they do unto others. Okay, so so now can you see that's a stress? So now I gave you two examples of stress, unnatural stress. People say something cruel about you, some lie about you. They say you're dumb, stupid, no good, blah, blah, blah. And you resent it. Okay? You see how that works? Then you can use that. You can use your resentment and the energy derived from that resentment to take it as a challenge and say, I'll show them, I'll prove to them that I'm better than they are and I'm not stupid and I'm not dumb. See how that works? Okay, then on the other hand, somebody can pressure you with school and education and knowledge. And then, see, you can take the bait. You can become excited at the thought of having knowledge, excited at the thought of being big and powerful and having degrees and lording it over other people and being looked up to, being a big man or a big woman. See? So that you can be excited about that. Or on the other hand, you can resent their knowledge pressure, and by resenting it, see, I can also spur you on to study even harder, to prove to them. See how that works? All right. So what I'm saying is that those are unnatural stresses, but they're everywhere. So you must learn how to deal with these unnatural stresses.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo. I am Pastor Roland, and I'm talking to you about something very important and very deep. It's quite understandable. You know, if you can track with me, you can easily understand what I'm saying because you've experienced it. See? You've experienced it, but you didn't know what was happening. See? You didn't know why your life wasn't working out and why you felt guilty. You wondered. When you know you go to the colleges, and what do you see them doing? Drinking, taking drugs, smoking marijuana, drinking. You wonder why? Why? It's because they responded to pressure, and they're ambitious because of the trip that was laid upon them by their parents and all their ambitious pressure monger teachers and educators and bureaucrats and the society. So they feel ambitious. They're not being themselves. They're not. If it was natural to them, a natural thing, well, that would be one thing. They wouldn't have any guilt over it. If it was all according to the good Lord's plan, and they weren't ambitious, but it was something they were really interested in, they wouldn't have any guilt. But now they have guilt. So what do? That's why they drink, and they resent their parents for the pressure and for not loving them. So they resent their parents, and they're guilty. So they drink and take drugs and smoke, see? And do other unmentionables. So now you understand why, see? Now you understand why. So now you see how you respond with love or hate to the presence of evil or lies, or evil-inspired lies, or pressure coming through unconscious dupes, unconscious shills, see? All around you, there are shills that are pressuring you with the same old lie, going all the way back to the beginning. So how do you deal with it? Well, you mustn't resent it. See, if you resent it, that's also a response. That's responding to temptation if you resent it. By resenting the temptation, it's a response which sets up a physiological and psychological cycle. And it's also then becomes the resentment becomes a reinforcement. See, you resent the pressure, you resent the insinuation, see, or you resent having to jump through the hoops, or you resent them for not loving you. For whatever reason, if you resent it, see, then that resentment then becomes a sort of a reinforcement to your pride. So it actually builds pride. The resentment builds pride. On the other hand, if you get a tingle of excitement at the idea of becoming big through knowledge, well, then, so you see all these unnatural pressures around, or unnatural. It's one thing to listen to a little music, which is just some notes cleverly arranged. If you listen to it, and it's nice, it's pleasant, you know, it has maybe a tiny bit, but if you get all carried away with music. See, and music becomes a really big thing for you. Well, then it's a temptation. It's gotten into you. You became corrupted by it. See, we become. See, it, that's how it gets inside of you. Remember, evil was on the outside, in the Garden of Eden. It was on the outside, and it would have been like, you know how in out in nature there. You know when you walk around, there's all kinds of germs everywhere. They don't bother you a bit. They're just there, and you're there, and they don't bother you, and you don't bother them. But certain germs you start responding to, and when you respond to them, especially when they get inside, then what? You start having a runny nose and a cough and all that kind of stuff. See how that works? All right. So, well, let's take a little break and I will tell you more.
Hello, This is Roland Trujillo, director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, it would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the other, I just want to mention one other little aspect of responding to temptation. See, well, two little aspects I want to mention. One aspect is when we resent it, we can develop an aversion. See, you can develop an aversion to it. An actual psychological and physical aversion to something that you resent. Like some people resent the school pressure. See, school could be so natural. See, learning should be a natural thing. It should be a discovery process, the way the good Lord had intended it. But when it's pressured upon us, when it's untimely, when it's too much, or when it's too soon, or when it's boring and presented late, when they don't get it right, then we can begin to resent it. Or having people lording it over us and telling us we're dumb, and unless we study real hard, we're going to be dumb and we're not going to be smart like Joe or Sally are. See what I mean? That sort of thing. Well, then you can resent it. Then you can develop a learning block. See, a lot of people have learning blocks because of the educational environment that they were in. See how that works? All right. And then the other aspect that I want to mention is that, remember I said that there are people who are unconscious dupes and they go around and they pressure and they spout the lie. And they, but you, if you resent them, then you will begin responding to their presence. And you resent not only the message, but you resent the person. See? Or you resent the words. See how that works? Or you can get excited. The lie that comes in the music. How you can be great and powerful and about love and glory and all this stuff, see? Well, you can get all carried away, and then you get carried away by the lie, but then you also get carried away by the music. See what I mean? So there's so many aspects to this. I'm just giving you, you know, you can listen to this again and again. Go to the archives and listen to this again and again so you can see more and more and more. But what you need to learn how to deal with temptation because it's everywhere. So don't resent it. Don't struggle with it. Don't resent it. See? But it's already gotten inside. So two things. Number one, future pressures that you encounter. Remember, the people may not be evil. See, you might even misinterpret what they're saying as being a pressure by the mere fact that it's somebody who resembled somebody who pressured you before. See? You see how that works? They may not even mean harm. They may not be pressuring you. But you think they are because you're responding to the words and to them as if it was the same person that did it before. See that? So, but let's suppose there is someone in the environment who is pressuring you. Maybe they're an unconscious dupe. They're not evil. They're just a shill, an unconscious dupe, a useful idiot, as Marx or Lenin called them, you know, spouting the old line, and they're pressuring you with something. You must learn not to resent them. Don't resent them, their words. Don't resent anything. Just keep on the outside. Stand back, let their words go in one ear and out the other, and don't resent them. That's how you keep it out in the first place. Okay? Now for what has penetrated you and corrupted you. Doesn't matter whether it's music. Could be knowledge. You could be a knowledge-holic perpetually in school. See, it could be drugs. It could be pornography. It could be money. It could be... there's just so many different things. It gets inside and corrupts you. So now you have to learn how to deal with that, too. What's gotten inside of you. The pressure itself, or even the evil itself, you get inside. So you need to know how to deal with it. And it's the same thing. Don't resent it. Stand back. Look at it. Don't overreact. Why you need the meditation. That's why you need the meditation that we have. Very, 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 very important.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Yes, yes, yes. Did you hear the announcement I just made? Did you see how it followed? How what I said before was prophetic of what I said in the little commercial or announcement? You absolutely must learn how to respond to temptation properly by not resenting it, by not reacting to it. And the meditation will help you to do that. It helps you to stand back, get centered. See the forest for the trees. Be able to see the trees and the forest. Get the big picture. So you're just going to have to do it. And you're going to have to help me stay on the air. And you're going to have to get the meditation and get some of my materials and go to my website. And you're just going to have to do that. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's R-O-L-A-N-D. Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.